No, we didn't have the same energy maybe as we did last week here, you know, so maybe that part of that's down to Steel Strain too, you know, they're a good team, and just we just didn't have the same bite from the start, you know, and rallied a wee bit after the water break, and thought maybe we could do enough, you know, but they came back, they got 3 points before half time, you know, and that's probably the one end of the game really for them, you know, to pull it back to level, you know.
I suppose in the first couple of minutes, Steel Town came out of the blocks very, very quickly, showed no nerves or anything like that coming into this particular encounter, and scored a couple of points, took your guys a wee bit later to settle on, but as you indicated, you've got that goal. Route 1 football as well, has to be said, settled your side, and suppose he's kicked on a little bit from there.
We did, I think we'd had another score or two after that, you know, and we pushed the lead out to 3. And you know, I was looking around then, we give a couple of soft frees, you know, maybe instead of standing up, and in fairness, they ran us, you know, they asked the question off us, and I think that was there with the 3 big scores probably after before half time, just, you know, it took us back in level, you know, and they had the wind and the hill, you know, so that was a skin advantage to them a wee bit really, you know, but look, not saying that the wind had the bearing on it, you know, but it was everything was kind of, you know, if we'd won in 3 points up, you'd have been happier.
Yeah, whatever talk you give at half time, straight away as the ball went up, Jason caught it, route one into Blake, and you got a score straight away. Suppose you were thinking that was a good talk at half time.
No, this was something we worked on too, you know, but that's I looked all right, you know, when you said, Jesus, there's response coming from the boys, you know, but fairness, they can back at us then, and, you know, they're a good team, they keep ball and they pick out their men, you know, so they were asked the question, because we were anyway, we struggled to get out the field a wee bit then, they put a really big press on us, and a wee bit like to load it in the first game, you know, we struggled to get out for a wee while, you know, and they tagged on a couple of scores.
It was just, I suppose, difficult, you were against the breeze in the second half, unlike the first half, you couldn't put the ball in early, Michael.
No, that was it, we had to work, and then we had to get through a lot of bodies to go through there, you know, and they were fairness, they worked very hard, you know, but it's just a couple of turnovers and a couple of bits and pieces, you know, that maybe we could have done a wee bit better, but look, that's football, you know.
Disappointing, I suppose, with the sending off, a couple of yellow cards, I think, was it Paul got 2 and so did John Fitz, didn't really help your cause either.
No, look, when you go down to 13 and you're chasing a game, it's hard, like, you know, because the other team can keep the ball and try and draw you out, you know, and then hit you on the break, and but fairness to our boys, they came and stepped up again, you know, and they really went at it, and you know, I think we'd have freed to take it back to a point maybe at a stage, you know, and it was probably in situation, it should have been left footer probably, but with the left footer taken off at that stage, but you know, if that went down to a point, then, you know, that's another question, but look, you know, we'll give it all. I don't think there's much left we could do really, you know.
Small margins, and suppose we didn't touch on the last kick of the game, a high ball, I think it was Leo Bryan who kicked it in, or got his fist to it, I think, came in from Harley, and it just rattled the crossbar, Michael. What was your thoughts then?
Aye, look, I suppose, look, you know, they're always, I suppose they're 9 out of 10 times them stay out, like, you know, it's a real hope, last hope, you know, and It was if it hadn't went in, great, but you know, the chances of it going in were slim, like, you know.
Suppose after last week, after our replay, getting the boys back up to the level, you know, it would have been a little bit difficult.
Look, you know, and that's obviously if you had the 2 weeks, you know, you would have been probably a wee bit better prepared, but that's not taken away from Steel Town, you know, they turned up and they played the better football today probably, you know, but look, you will never know now, but you know, you'd like to think that maybe you'd been better prepared a wee bit for a bit more time.
Reflect on the year, it's back to senior football in the championship here in Donegal. I suppose that was the main objective, Michael, for the year.
Oh, definitely, look to stay in Division 1 and to get up to senior, you know, that's what the boys have been looking for, and we're there now, you know, and that's would have been nice surely to get a little bit longer run on this, you know, and we felt if we got over the day maybe that we could have went a wee bit further too, you know, but look, you had to get over the day, and that's why I believe the Steel Town, they did that.